Welcome back to the Practice Norwegian podcast and basic grammar number 7. So today we're going to talk about two items. One is if you want to say this and that and these and those. That's the first item. And the second one is how you say which in Norwegian, meaning which jumper, which house, which cups. So, but first we have this and that. This is similar to the normal pronouns for it and they, like a den, der, and de, as we had in an earlier episode. Like bilen her, den her, eple på bordet, de på bordet, koppene på bordet, de på bordet. So you have den for male and female, you have det for the neutral, and you have de for the plurals. So when you talk about that and this, you would say partly the same one. So if you want to say that pen, you say den pennen. If you're pointing to something of away from you, you will say den pennen. That means that pen. If you're holding it and you want to say this pen, you would say denne pennen. So den is at a distance for that. Denne is this. So if you use the word denne, and if you say it to somebody, you would attract their attention to what you're holding, because they would think the person is holding or touching something that it wants to show you. So den becomes denne. Det, for which you write det, but you say det. Det glasset is that glass. If you want to say this glass and you're holding it, you will say dette glasset. So det becomes dette. Okay, and then for the plurals, you would say de, if you have it at a distance, you say those, de eplene. And if you're holding them and you want to say these apples, you would say disse eplene. So de eplene at a distance, disse eplene when you're holding it. Okay, so you can try now with three examples. The first one is den boka. That would mean that book. Den boka is that book. If you want to say this book, if you're guessing, denne boka. Den boka at a distance, denne if you're holding it. The next one, det vinduet, meaning that window, if you're pointing to that window, det vinduet. And if you want to say this window, if you're touching it and showing it to somebody, det vinduet becomes den. Yes, dette vinduet. And the last one is the plural for cups. If you say de koppene, meaning those cups at a distance, if you're holding them, you would change from de koppene to disse koppene. De koppene, disse koppene. Okay, so that's the part with these and those and this and that. The second part is the question word which. And in Norwegian it has three different versions, just like an adjective. So the base of it is hvilken. If you talk about a male or female gendered object. If you talk about the neutral, you would say hvilket. So if it was this exactly as adjectives, you would say hvilket, but you just say hvilket. And then for the plurals, instead of hvilkene, which would be the normal, you just say hvilke if you ask about the plurals. So for example, if you say which jumper is yours, you would say hvilken genser din, which jumper is yours. We'll get to the possessives a bit later, but it's just a very common phrase. Usually when you talk which, you can use a possessive. So hvilken genser din. If you want to say which house is a neutral, so then it becomes hvilket hus ditt. And then for the plurals, which cups shall we bring? Hvilke kopper skal vi ta med? So you have hvilken for male and female single, hvilket for neutral single, and then hvilke for the plurals, all the genders. So last part now, you can guess four different sentences. So the first one is, which bus goes to the center? And then bus is a male, So then you will start with Vilken buss går til sentrum? Next one is cake, which could be both male or female gender. So if you want to say which cake would you like, you would start with, if you're guessing, is it Vilken, Vilket, or Vilke? Yes, it's Vilken. Male, female, you have Vilken. Vilken kake vil du ha? And then we have a neutral, which glass is yours? So then you will start with, if you're guessing, the version of which? Vilket glass ditt? Vilket glass ditt? And then the final one is for plurals. If you want to say which buses go to the center, you will start with the version of the plural version of which, and that is Vilke busser går til sentrum. Okay, great work. So this is Vilken, Vilket, and Vilke. Okay, so we're going to stop it there. It's a bit short one in this one. And then hope this was helpful. And thank you so much for listening. And see you again soon.